We had choppered out to the infamous bridge on the River Kwai for a final day of shooting a public television documentary in Thailand. Our videographer, Jerome, and I whisked from the teeming streets of Bangkok on a Vietnam surplus American Huey operated by the Thai Army. We had come to chronicle a tragic chapter in the region's history, the enslavement of hundreds of thousands of American, British, Dutch, and Australian prisoners of war, along with civilians, by the Japanese in World War II to build the Burma Railway. The bridge on the River Kwai inspired a book and a movie in which a heroic American blows up the bridge, which never happened in real life. From the village of Tamarkan, Jerome and I walked across the bridge, replaced almost immediately by the Japanese after it was destroyed by Allied bombers. At the far end of the bridge, the tracks disappeared into dense jungle, the rugged, heartbreaking terrain that would claim so many lives. And just off the track, in a dusty clearing, stood a little marketplace, in the middle of which a baby elephant no bigger than a Shetland pony was working the crowd for treats, creating his own little circus. The crowd was oblivious to the dark history of the place, all their attention focused on the baby elephant as he pranced from person to person, seeking peanuts or bananas. The elephant nudged me rather insistently, and the vendor behind the thatch-roofed stall offered a hand of green bananas. I paid him and began feeding the little elephant. When I'd given him the last green banana, I held out my empty palms and turned away. Before I knew it, I was flying through the air, landing in a heap several yards away. The brazen little elephant had butted me in a fit of pique. Jerome thought this was the funniest thing he'd ever seen, and regretted only that he'd already cased his beta cam and didn't get the shot. I pulled myself up and dusted myself off, and the little elephant scampered into the shade of tall trees, positioning himself between two thick ones, facing me and trumpeting a high-pitched taunt. But he wasn't standing between tree trunks. They were the legs of an enormous mama elephant, a working elephant, parked there by her mahout while he went on his lunch break, the way a trucker might idle his big rig at a freeway truck stop. She stood there, placidly eyeing me, the baby tucked under her belly, and I knew better than to come any closer. As a writer, I always look for meaning in any story. I don't know if this one has any meaning, except sometimes it's not the big mama working elephant that will get you. She's too dignified to join the circus. Sometimes it's the spoiled little performing elephant, sneaky and petulant, who will take every green banana you offer. Then, when he no longer holds your attention, the minute your back is turned, will catapult you right onto your bruised American pride.